2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 53 degrees.
Good speeds on all of our freeways right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah's 2020 school year.
Salt Lake City schools will be closed again today. The district plans on holding the first day of school next Monday after a week dealing with the windstorm and power outages.
KSL News Radio's Dan Baumes says some other districts are still feeling the effects as well.
The Weber School District will keep Guy Child, Washington Terrace, and Birch Creek Elementary Schools closed unless they've been able to get the power back on early this morning. Roosevelt Elementary School will be operating today. In the Ogden District, Highland Junior High and Mount Ogden Junior High will remain closed unless, again, overnight work has the lights back on, and the districts say they will notify parents early if that happens. Dan Baumes, KSL News Radio.
Officials with Weber State University say they're gearing up for budget cuts next year due to the ongoing coronavirus. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story this morning. John.
Yeah, Tim, the figure could be as much as $3 to $4 million take out of next year's fiscal budget. Now, officials are quick to caution, though, that the exact number could end up being lower or even higher, depending on whether or not conditions change. Nonetheless, university leaders are preparing for a variety of job cuts, buyouts, and program impacts. According to the Standard Examiner, the cuts will come out of the university's operating budget, which is primarily funded by tuition money and tax funds. School leaders say about 85% of the operating budget is spent on salaries and benefits for employees. Now, for background, the university's enrollment was down a little over 15% at the start of fall registration period compared to the same time this past year. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Some changes this morning for anyone taking a TRAX train to the Salt Lake Airport. We get more from KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
Starting today, Utah Transit Authority closed the airport TRAX station. Riders who take the green line to the airport now depart the train at the 1940 West station starting today. Airport bus shuttle will drop passengers off at the airport. Returning passengers should go to the ground level of the airport to the airport shuttle, which takes them to the 1940 West station. A press release sent out last night says crews will begin work on a new transit station adjacent to the new airport, which opens on Tuesday. The new station is not expected to be completed until next summer. Until then, transit officials say check times before you head to the airport and expect 15 to 30 minute delays. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Deadly wildfires continue raging across the West. KSL's top national stories this hour. Sean Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the toll is at least 17 killed in West Coast wildfires burning from California to Washington. The battle has been difficult.
In the last 3 days on the fires in Oregon, we've had very limited success with air resources because of the inversion of the smoke.
The town of Ashland, Oregon, famous for its Shakespeare Festival, has been devastated by fire. In Butte County, California, 10 people have died there and more than a dozen others are missing. Four Houston police officers fired after the death of an unarmed man in April who was on the ground wounded and incapacitated. Chief Art Acevedo.
I don't need just a police officer. Do you want me to bring them back so they can do it again to somebody else? I don't think so.
Nicholas Chavez died in a hail of 21 rounds of gunfire during a mental health episode. He was armed with a small metal object. And Democrat nominee Joe Biden and Vice President Pence attend this morning's 9/11 ceremony at the site of the World Trade Center in New York. This man's brother died there that day.
Some of the events surrounding September 11 have become politicized over the years. It's nothing new.
Remembrances of the terror attacks are held around the nation throughout today. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. The wild winds are gone, and this weekend we're looking at perfect temperatures for cleanup.
Still looking at pretty warm temperatures here, near 90 degrees, in fact, on Monday. It might be nice to get a little bit of rain here. We didn't get a lot of that with that windstorm, of course. And we're not seeing any rain into the weekend and into next week, at least for the early part. More sunny and warm weather is coming our way.
Next week's forecast is showing temperatures in the high 80s.
Murders are spiking across the country, and a University of Utah law professor thinks it may have to do with anti-police protest. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs reports the professor calls it the Minneapolis effect.
The Minneapolis effect is the idea that police officers have been redeployed or have pulled back from aggressive anti-gun enforcement or proactive policing, and the perhaps unsurprising result is that gun violence has increased as a result.
Professor Paul Cassell says after the George Floyd protests started, after the last week in May, homicides jumped 37% in the country. Cassell says it could be a number of things like new assignments or low morale in police departments, but research is suggesting
while people were protesting the police to try to protect minority communities, in fact, there's been a boomerang effect.
And violence is hitting those minority communities hard. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.